Hey, this is Bree, and I'm back. This episode is going to be about my article that I wrote for This Gen Gaming. So this topic for today's podcast is the top 5 disappointing game launches for the 8th gen console so far. So that's pretty much like the PS4, Xbox One, and the Wii U consoles. At number 5, I have Mass Effect Andromeda. Yeah, which is like the new Mass Effect game that just came out. With the recent release of it, there has been a lot of talk going around of how bad some of the glitches are, and this was even before the game was officially released. Now, concerning that this is supposed to be one of the big name games of the year, it's kind of disappointing that it has so many issues so far. Seems like the Mass Effect team has a lot to fix with the first update, from the lack of romance options to the weird goofy animations and other options like the customizing characters and all that. Mass Effect team should probably take a look at No Man's Sky and learn from there before it gets too out of hand and out of control. And that leads us to the number 4, which is No Man's Sky. Mostly everybody by now has heard about the terrible start to No Man's Sky. The PR team seemed to have to put a lot of time into trying to hype up the game, only for it to have like a really bad start to it. I was one of the people who bought it when it first came out, just because the PR team did make it look so awesome and cool and whatever. Now, I only played it for like a few hours, but like when it first launched, and after that I was like, I lost interest in it. It seemed like all the stuff that the PR team was showing, putting out in like the trailers and commercials for it, it's like playing is like where all this cool stuff's at and all that. So I haven't touched it since then, but supposedly in the last month or so, the No Man's Sky team has updated it to where it's like includes all the cool stuff that they did show at the beginning, or what they wanted to do at the beginning. So yeah, I haven't updated the game yet, but like when I do, I'm gonna test it out and see. Hopefully all the cool stuff that they promised at the beginning is finally there, and hopefully they made it a lot cooler and better than what it was at launch. Now, my number 3 pick is Assassin's Creed Unity. Which, yeah, I'm an Assassin's Creed fan, but I do have to admit, this game has to be on the list, because even though I got it like about 6 months after it was released, like I was hearing so much bad talk about it after release, how much like glitches and all that it had, like so much bad, to where it's like Ubisoft even gave away DLC Dead Kings for it because it was that bad. But however, by the time I got it, like the bugs and all that was already fixed, so I never really experienced the glitches and bugs that most people experience at the launch of Assassin's Creed Unity. Now, actually I do find that Unity is a great game, but because of so much like bad hype and talk around it because of the launch of it, it's like I find that most people don't really care for it. So, to me, I like it after the NCO trilogy and Syndicate, which, by the way, those games kind of tied for first, in my opinion, in the series. So, but all comes down to Ubisoft did a good job at fixing the issues, and even like gave the fans a free DLC, which is like kind of cool. Let's see, then there's Street Fighter 5. Yeah, last year when it came out on PS4, I had a coworker told me like how crappy it was, and it wasn't really completed, and it only had it like a few characters, and then like but as time goes on, like throughout the year, it's like they were slowly adding characters and stories to it, which is like kind of weird. How it's like they didn't even release a full game at the store launch, and like basically a year later they decide it's like, oh, now here's like the full game and here's all the stories and the characters and all that. So I don't know if there was any like other issues with it, but that was like some of the big issues that I was hearing about it when it first launched, was due to the lack of the storyline and lack of characters, and that they wasn't really releasing it like right away. They just slowly leaked out the stories and characters throughout the year. So so that was kind of sucky on their part. And then finally I have to put Star Fox Zero on the list for the Wii U. I don't really know for sure how bad it was on launch day, but like a few weeks ago I had finally gotten a Wii U, and I had gotten Star Fox Zero as a game, because I remember growing up I used to play the Star Fox on Nintendo 64, and I was like, let me get the Star Fox Zero, because like I'm kind of familiar with like the story or the game really from the Nintendo 64 days. And to me it's like I found that Star Fox Zero did reminded me too much of this Nintendo 64 game, like especially with the graphics and all that and the controls, and I'm like, really? If I wanted to like play the Nintendo 64 game again, I'd probably go out and buy it again. But it's like, considering that this was for the Wii U, it's like they should have, like, to me they should have had a better like story and better like graphics, more compatible for the Wii U. And that's like basically my list for the top 5 disappointing games launches for the 8th gen consoles. So hopefully next podcast I'll talk about my another article that I wrote for This Gen Gaming. And so far that's it for my Gaming Soul podcast. You can find My Gaming Soul on Twitter at MyGamingSoul1. And bye.